Well, what do analysts think about that disruption that Marty Baron was just welcoming? Jeremy, we have Ken Doctor of the Nieman Journalism Lab on the line. And Ken, you say this is a thunderbolt in the way it whipsaws media. Why?
Well, the media world was focused on the sale of the Boston Globe that finally happened on Saturday. It has been focused on the would-be Tribune sale, LA Times, Chicago Tribune. No one thought that Donald Graham was ready to give up the 80-year-old tenure of the Graham family and the Washington Post.
Well, so tell us more about how the industry is reacting to this sale.
Well, what it means is a couple things. One is that we have a bunch of outsiders now owning newspapers. And the newspaper industry used to be a fraternity. And now that's broken apart as newspapers have gotten close to unprofitable, making far less money. We have the price of newspapers dropping by about 90%. They're worth one-tenth of what they were 10 years ago. And so you have all these people now getting into the buying of newspapers from billionaires like Warren Buffett and John Henry in Boston and now Jeff Bezos, but also people like Doug Manchester in San Diego, Aaron Kushner in Orange County, all these people who never worked in the newspaper industry.
Well, Ken, let me ask you about that, because we just heard from Marty Baron. He said you're going to have to ask Bezos why he wanted to buy it. But why do these billionaires, like the ones you mentioned, and I should say Rupert Murdoch at the Wall Street Journal, why do these rich guys want newspapers?
So I think it comes down to three factors, and clearly ego is high among them. Top dog at a newspaper still has a lot of clout in the digital age, so ego. There's also civic values and social values. There are people who are buying, and Buffett is one of them, who clearly understands the role of newspapers in a democracy and thinks that even though they're ailing, they are worth keeping and keeping alive.
So they want influence. It's not about making money off these properties.
Well, and it is. That's the third one. That's the financial bet. And the financial bet is an interesting one. It is saying we think it's close to the bottom. We're going to buy close to the bottom, and we're going to reap a financial benefit, but it might take us 3 to 5 years.
Well, stay with Bezos for a second, because, again, we hear he's the disruptor. Bloomberg quotes MIT professor Rodney Brooks saying that he invests where information technology can disrupt existing models. Now, he wrote in a letter to the Post that there's going to be no big changes coming just now, but what do you imagine he might do to make this paper profitable? Because, as you said, there might be some honor to having a paper, but these are people who also want to have profit. So what might he do?
Absolutely. And it makes no sense to say I'm going to buy it and I'm not going to change it. The Post needs change. It is unprofitable. It has a huge audience and it has great content, but it is unprofitable. What he could do is for one thing, is what people have sought in the newspaper industry for 20 years, which is a Netflix for news or an iTunes for news model. We all get a fire hose of great news and information every day, print, audio, video, but it doesn't come to us easily. How do you put that together, as Netflix has done with movies, iTunes has done with music? Information technology is a very important part of thinking through that challenge and that huge opportunity. On a more mundane side, they've been doing Prime delivery for 3-4 years at Amazon. Well, that's the same as the newspaper delivery business, but Bezos figured out you put a lot more stuff through that system and you make it profitable.
Wait a second. Are you saying that the Washington Post might now start delivering your new couch?
They're delivering flyers and circulars for other businesses. Uh-huh. They're delivering books in some cases. They are trying to put more stuff through their delivery system, and they're also printing other people's newspapers now.
And it's really the
same idea as Amazon.
As you say, they have the trucks, the delivery trucks, and the delivery people already in place.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Ken, what do you think that Bezos is going to do on the issue of advertising? This is an area where the Washington Post and other newspapers are having a hard time adjusting to the new reality of how do you make money off of advertising.
Well, the fascinating possibility is to think about what Amazon has done. And Amazon, while it is itself getting into the advertising business because it's using data, the data on all of us and our preferences, beyond that, the simple truth is that Amazon has jumped ahead of advertising. It gets into buying and selling through its interface. So we shop there, and then all of a sudden they're recommending things to us that we say, hey, yeah, I could use that. So how do you bring that into a newspaper context or a news context? There are now companies that are working with the big magazine companies, Meredith and Hearst and Time Inc., so that when you're on a certain page and you see a product, either in a story or an ad, you can buy it right there on your tablet.
That's Ken Doctor of the Nieman Journalism Lab and the website newsonomics.com. His book, by the way, Newsonomics, 12 New Trends That Will Shape the News You Get. One of them might be billionaires buying your newspaper. But just briefly, you write that there's another shoe waiting to drop, the New York Times?
Yeah, I think if you look at the New York Times and you say it's got the same pressures as the Washington Post, unfortunately. It's up from the days of 2009 when it had to take a usurious loan from Carlos Slim and sell part of its building, but it is not in a happy place. So if you look forward and you say the next 5 years could be as tough a digital transition as the last five, then you wonder whether the Sulzberger family has the deep pockets and really the stomach for the next 5 years. One person who is out there lurking, and maybe lurking in a good way, is Michael Bloomberg. Bloomberg could be the next owner of the New York Times if they decide they need to turn it over to somebody else.
Ken, before we let you go, we heard from Marty Baron about the wistfulness in the newsroom at the Post. Is there something that we're going to be losing from this?
Certainly. With the Grahams, they're a known quantity. The stewardship was incredible. They deserve great kudos for that. It's going to be a new ride. I hope he's going to bring some new technology and some new thinking. But there are all kinds of questions about how an owner as powerful as Bezos, with Amazon's powerful political interests, adjusts to a newspaper that has always been above the fray. So a lot of potential and a lot of peril.
Ken Doctor, again, of Newsonomics.com. Thanks so much.
Quite welcome.
And Robin, people are already weighing in on our Facebook page about this. Tim Alec writes, private ownership is the best model for fearless, high-quality journalism.
Well, what say you out there? Leave your thoughts on Facebook.com/HereAndNowRadio or at HereAndNow.org. Take a break. Up next, accused shooter, the Army psychiatrist Nidal Hassan, is laying out his defense today, as we'll hear Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from GEICO, protecting drivers and their families with insurance coverage for over 75 years. More at geico.com or 1-800-947-AUTO.